Whoa, hey, dude. You came back early. That was pre-jack camp. Yeah? Have a lot of fun? I can tell. Damn, is that the uniform they made you wear? Shit, dude. How many times do they have you come? Like, it's gotta be at least like 20, 30 times a day, right? Oh, no, 20, 30 times an hour?
Uh-huh.
Oh, fuck. They don't mess around over there, huh? Like, just look at your uniform. It's all covered in all these, like, yellow stains, and it's crusty as fuck. Like, do they have everybody dressed in, like, this, like, dorky little, sports kit? Like, shit, dude. You got a fucking pre-jack camp hat, too. It looks nice, but, like, what's up with all the cum? Is that all yours? Fuck, dude, you're spurting fucking sperm rockets. So, like, what they do? Did they just, like, have you hooked up to that milking machine the whole time? Or, oh, I heard from Pete, you know, the water boy from my rugby team. You know, the chronic spermer? Yeah, he was telling me, like, he went there, like, four times in a row. And they had, like, you put, like, this gel on that, like, just makes your entire body sensitive. Did they do that to you? Yeah, dude. Like, Pete was, like, saying, like, he just can't stop sperming anymore. He's like, what's it called? Like, he just discovered masturbation. That's how sensitive he is. And he hasn't been to pre-jack camp in, like, years, so I can only imagine. Yeah, yeah, Pete's doing fine. We let him, you know, come inside our fucking water cooler all the time. He's a chill guy. He can be just like Pete. I don't know how you're gonna function daily being as horny as you are. Like, shit, you're as hard as a fucking rock there. Like, bro, what are you doing standing in front of the doorway? Like, come on, give me a hug. Yeah, just bring it in, buddy. Oh, yeah. Do you have a little accident? Oh, bro, it's okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot you're a little bit excitable. It's okay. It's okay, buddy. Just let it all out. Yeah, just let it all out. It's okay. I know how badly you wanted to be a pre-jack. Just try not to make too much of a mess. You're kind of sperming way more than I'm used to. Yeah, I've got a couple of bros coming over for a circle jerk, too. Aw, man, fuck. I spoiled the surprise. Fuck, damn it. Yeah, we're having a welcome back party for you. It's just like you just came back early and, you know, you're such a fucking pre-jack. Always arriving before you should. Oh, I wonder who that could be. Oh, hi. Hi, Greg. How are you? I got a package. Back from pre-jack camp. It looks like he had the time of his fucking life, right?
Oh, I see that,
man.
Yeah.
You look great. You got that bodybuilding show coming up, right?
Yeah, I got that.
I can't believe that the post office lets you fucking just rock that crop top and short shorts.
Yeah, they give me hell for it.
I can, like... Are you wearing a thong? Like, fuck.
Yeah, I'm wearing a thong right now.
It's
nice and
sweaty. Guys just crack me up. Hey, Greg.
Yeah, like, we could get away
like,
with
come
wearing
inside,
anything.
Come inside. Like, show this fucking outfit off. Like, fuck.
Dude, check it out,
doesn't
man.
Doesn't he look amazing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. I forgot. You just came back from pre-jack camp. Look, Greg, I'm so sorry. Like...
It's sorry, okay. I can wash it all off.
Over your uniform.
Yeah,
don't worry about it.
I'm
a little bit on edge.
Totally. Yeah,
apologize to the man. Yeah, say you're sorry. There you go.
Yeah,
apologize
you
for being
pre-jack.
A premature ejaculator, too. Chronic sweat.
Yeah.
Thanks for the package, Greg.
Of course,
speaking
anytime.
Of which,
I'll
package
see you around.
Fucking amazing.
Thanks.
See you
in
Circle Jerk tonight, right?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, don't bother bringing any lube or clothes. Spittles over here will be our lube bottle for tonight. Isn't that right? Like, I know, man. Pre-jacks fucking crack me up.
Yeah,
anyways,
fucking
see
hilarious.
You later. See you. For the package. All right.
Take care now.
Well, that was a little bit rude of you to come all over the man without even saying hi. Didn't they teach you manners at pre-jack camp? Fuck. Speaking of which, you really should take off some of your clothes. You're just covered in sperm. You're making this whole place smell like you're a fucking spunk. Here, let me help undress you and get you into some clean clothes. Okay, let me see. I'm gonna pull off your shirt real quick. Try not to come. Okay, there we go. There we go. Good job. I know that was really tough, buddy. Okay, now I'm gonna take off your underwear. Oh, it's gonna be really hard. Oh man, it's just like caked on. It's just so much dried cum. And, no coming. Don't do it. Your balls, they're like the size of grapefruits. Each one just swollen to the brim. I've never seen somebody's ball sack be so full. And your penis, like, I didn't know you had a foreskin that long. Like, it's stretching all the way down to, like, your knees. They did a foreskin restoration process. Well, that explains why you're so fucking sensitive. And your penis has grown quite a lot down there, too. It must be, like, what, an extra 3-4 inches? Man, all of those new nerve endings and your giant penis, and you just don't know how to use it. Such a shame. Here, let me open up the package Greg gave me. And try not to think of him. I don't want you coming all over the place. Here we are. Apparently, tight underwear really helps pre-jacks sort of, you know, control themselves. Here, just slide them on. There you go. There you go, buddy. Look at that. Look how tight those whiteys are on you. It looks nice and safe. Don't you feel safe knowing that your penis, as erect as it can be, is still just stuck right next to your body and your balls are pushed up next to your taint? And wow, these underwear are so tight. It's giving you a bit of a wedgie, too. It's like, hey, knock it off. No coming on the carpet. No, not on the table. No, hey, need to not on your degree. Not on the pictures. Get on the couch. You fucking pre-jack. You got cum all over the place. You're fucking disgusting. The whole place smells like your fucking penis now. Oh, wait. They gave us a little free sample of something inside the underwear package. Let me see. Oh, they got me a jock strap. Oh, nice. Here, let me put it on. Yep, nice. And tight. Just like your underwear, but damn, it's just got my whole ass hanging out. And wait, no. We were over this. Don't come all over the place. You're wearing your underwear. You shouldn't be coming in your underwear, you fucking premature ejaculator. Is this too much ass for you? Is that it? It's just too much ass hanging out. See, I knew you were going to be a pre-jack, but I didn't think it would be this bad. At this rate, you're going to wind up like Pete, and you're going to have to apply for disability. Like, you can't work like this. You're coming just like every other second. It's okay, bro. Like, I'll cover the rent. I'll take care of you. It's just, fuck. This whole place is going to be covered in sperm, and to be quite honest, I don't know if you can even handle this circle jerk. You might have to sit in the corner over there while me and the rest of the rugby team just have a good time, I guess. It's such a shame, you know, especially because a lot of these guys have really fat asses. You would have loved it. But no, I think you can take your little premature ejaculating self back to your bedroom and you can just watch porn, or you can watch us, I don't know, I could set up a cam. That sounds good to you, right? Okay, why don't you get up, go to your room. And also there's like some hot dogs in the fridge too. Bro, are you serious? What, did me bringing up hot dogs really make you cum, bro? Bro, fucking go to your room already. Yeah, get up. Get your ass out of here. Why are you coming in the hallway? The carpet is soft. Bro, fuck off, you fucking sensitive little pre-jack.